You know, it takes a village to make a lunchtime conversation, and we are launching Dawn Hunter. She's a speaker, trainer, and cultural strategist who blends law, leadership, and well-being to create healthier, more human-centered workplaces. In her podcast, Work is Third, which will debut this week with a wonderful interview with Tara Dunham, the founder of Book and Bottle. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Dawn, tell us a little bit about your podcast and what we'll be looking forward to listening to on Radio St. Pete.
So the podcast, Work is Third, is a passion project for me. It's really about how we change the conversation to reframe our relationship with work, to push back against hustle culture, and to take better care of ourselves.
And, you know, I know that you were going to join us tonight at our fundraiser, but you are leading something at Voodoo Brewing that is really incredible. Nerd Night, tell us about that.
Yes, I'm really very fortunate to be one of the Nerd Night bosses, as we are called, that helps put on Nerd Night every month, which is basically, it's like TED Talks, but in a more social setting.
I can't wait to come. I'm coming to the next, I am a nerd, and I'm coming to the next one. I don't want to be the boss. I want to be the person who listens. You also have a relationship with our partner, Book and Bottle.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you do over there.
I love Book and Bottle. I have, for the last several years, been part of the Lady Leaders Book Club. And for the past probably 2 or 3 years, I've actually been hosting the book club at Book and Bottle. And we meet once a month and we discuss all kinds of books, mostly almost exclusively by women or women identifying authors. And they are books about leadership. They are biographies. They are books that help us to build community and connect with each other.
You know, I love that when you're not speaking or consulting or traveling, that you love making pottery, practicing yoga. Tell us a little bit about these things that you do and how they fit into your whole Work is Third lifestyle concept.
Well, Work is Third is really about how work is part of our life, but it's not the most important thing. And so I like to highlight the things that I do that help to bring me joy, one of which is yoga. I love hot yoga. I've been practicing for over a decade now. The other thing, and I'm actually really surprised when I tell people that I do pottery with the city, is that people don't recognize that the city does pottery classes.
They do?
They do.
Where?
So you can go to Roberts Recreation Center or to Azalea. And they are different nights of the week, but you go for three and a half hours, and you get to create whatever you want to create. It is one of my favorite things to do. There's an instructor there to help guide you along. And it has been such a fun thing to do with my friends, but also now I have a house full of pottery that I need to give away.
You know, I just love this. Tell us a little bit about your Better Boundaries brief, which is a whole nother thing that you do with insights on leadership and workplace well-being.
Yes, I'm a writer. I love to write. And I'm also a lawyer. And so one of the things I like to do with the Better Boundaries brief is to illustrate how we can have boundaries and set boundaries in the workplace and the role of law and policy and helping us to do that. So this could look like setting a boundary around meeting times. And then what is your organizational policy around how people engage in meetings?
You know, Alexa Baum will be in studio with us a little bit. You all have a lot in common. We're going to have to get the two of you together to talk. I want to ask you about, before we cut to Alexia Gonzalez at iHeartRadio, tell us a few of your holiday traditions and early memories.
Well, one of my holiday traditions that I remember and still try to engage in is baking. So my mom's family is Eastern European, and we make Hungarian nut rolls.
Oh, yum.
And they are the hardest thing to make. I mean, you really need to put some elbow grease in, as they say, to make those. We also have a big tradition of celebrating Christmas with my family. It was always something that was my dad's favorite holiday. He's since passed away, but we try to keep that tradition alive, and we decorate the whole house. We do Christmas Eve one gift opening. So that is something that we've done since I can remember.
Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I have more than one ugly Christmas sweater.
I think Radio St. Pete, I think we're going to go on social and we're going to ask all our podcasters to send us a picture, you and Dawn, of your ugly Christmas sweater or holiday sweater. And I think that will be a lot of fun. Dawn, thank you for being here. Dawn Hunter, tell us how we can be in touch with you.
You can go to thedawnlab.com to learn about my consulting work, and you could follow and subscribe to the podcast, Work is Third. at workisthird.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you so much for being here. You'll hear from Dawn this week on Work is Third. We thank you for sharing and rebroadcasting your excellent content and insights, your very own, what I call Ms. TED Talks.
Oh, thank you.